Gage, please.
The next application is 11611, Two Bees Investment LLC. Seeks a variance to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks per Section 115-82B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Lewis-Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 1,767 feet west of Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 32413 Lewis-Georgetown Highway, Lewis. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 122. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition. We did receive 7 mail returns. Specifically, they are requesting a 4-foot variance from the rear and a 2.8-foot variance from the side. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John Bateman, representing 2 Bees LLC. I live at 30723 Molly B. Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Wint Jenkins, I sold the building to him. Listen to what I was going to do before I sold to him.
It's not time for testimony. I just need to
say that. No, I'm just saying that, you know, that's why I'm involved in it.
Okay.
I'll be the one that'd be overseeing the project.
Very good. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Ms. Cornwell, I think you'd only said there was 2 variances being requested, because I'm showing...
Five.
Yeah. I double checked tonight and I only saw 2 locations. I went with the closest locations, I think.
Because I also don't have a copy of the survey, so that was.
I don't have a copy either.
No, I don't either.
None of us.
I was.
Can't do a thing without a survey.
And that's why.
Apparently, we received 1 and it is being passed down.
Thank you. And what were the 2 that were being sought just because I didn't?
It's a side yard of 2.8 feet. There are 5-foot rear and side yard setbacks as it is zoned C1. So they need a 2.8-foot variance on the side and a 4-foot variance on the rear to allow for, I believe it is, the stairway to get out of the building from the second floor.
The sole purpose for this is for a fire escape and evacuation.
Well, we certainly have things
in there. Correct.
So it's a wood deck, and then it's the stairs right here, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And staff notes, they originally asked for additional variances because they thought the original setback was 10 feet. So I think that's why there are additional variances, but I double-checked tonight, and it is a 5-foot rear and side yard setback. So some of those setbacks are not applicable. They don't need the others.
So the application states 2.8 feet from the 5-yard rear yard, which should state side yard, and 4 feet from the 5-foot side yard should actually be rear yard.
I may have.
Yeah, you got 2.
What do we need now?
It's a 4-foot side and a 2.8-foot
rear.
So I apologize. Flipped them.
And as a,
which is 7.8 then for that's.
It's something that wasn't necessary.
That is not necessary.
That's not necessary.
As the first 3 are setback necessary. Is 5 foot.
So
maybe the survey will clear it up. If the setback was 5 feet, because I'm looking at the 3 variances that were first noted on here, one's 9 feet, one's 7 feet, one's 7.8 feet.
Right.
If it was a 5-foot side yard setback or 5-foot rear yard setback, wouldn't it need to be 4 feet, 2.10 feet, 2 feet 10 inches, 2.8 feet?
It's 2.8 feet and 4 feet, because they only need 2.
They only need the bottom 2 then, okay.
Correct, yes. The ignore the 7.8,
okay.
And then the first 2 were based on a 10-foot setback, so they had the wrong setback on the application.
I think I understand
and
now.
I started with the 7.8 doing the math and realized, nope, that's the wrong one, and I just did not put a line through it.
Very good. I'm with you now.
Okay. And
thank you.
Coming down.
I just want to make sure we were.
So we need just a 2-foot, 2.8 and a 4. Okay. That's the one in there. So then here's the rear.
2.8, she say, on the side?
Yes.
Okay, in the rear?
No, 2.8.
2.8 is on the rear and 4 feet from the side.
On the side, yeah.
That's what we need.
That's what I need. Just like she got it written down.
Okay.
Yes, I just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure.
That just shows we were listening.
Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the handrail. System in the handrail right there. I'm good, thank you. I'm good, thank you.
This is where that flatbed scanner would come in handy, huh?
Yes, it would.
So we don't need this one. We don't need this, this, and this. Okay. Excuse me. Okay.
Do you need me to come and help?
I'm fine. I'm
okay.
Fine. All right.
No,
now,
I'll keep it down here in case anybody needs it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. Now we're ready to.
As stated, the request is for the fire escape. That's the only reason for the variance. There's no other reason but.
For that only?
Yes.
Okay. Great. All right, we'll start with Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions?
Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
I personally cannot.
Can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Excuse me.
There are five standards you have to convince this board that you meet for us to grant the variance, and you need to address those. Did you fill out the application?
Yeah.
Okay, when you filled out the application, you signed a piece of paper that said you understood that the standards for granting a variance.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you need to convince us you meet those standards.
Need what?
You need to convince us that you meet those standards.
Oh, yeah.
There's
a
copy in the back of the room if you'd like.
Oh, here's a copy.
They've
yeah.
actually filled it out. If we can just give them their application, if that's okay.
Okay.
It
starts
yes,
uniqueness.
If you would, please. Uniqueness, first one.
Due to the shape of the property, the fire escape on the back of the building will be approximately 1 foot within side the property line. On the side of the building, it will vary from 1 to 4 feet within the property due to the shape of the east side of the property.
Okay.
So your uniqueness is the shape of the property. Is
it
that
is,
what you're saying?
It's, okay. It's quite a unique okay. shape if you look at it on the street.
Okay.
And what's, you know, how is it shaped? Because
it's almost shaped like a
pie
shape, yes.
Straight down one way, straight across the back, and it angles up to the front. It's 50 foot
okay.
in front, 110 or so in the back.
Okay. And what's on the property right now?
There's
and if, sir, there. If you can make sure you're standing near the podium so the microphone can catch you.
On the property now is a single dwelling, two-story, with parking in the front and a billboard in the front. And to the east of us is open space with approximately greater than 30 feet to the nearest blacktop.
Are you planning on removing the current structure and building a new one?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So you're going to utilize the current structure on the property, and are you planning to place this fire escape on there, or is it already there?
No, planning to place.
Okay.
Okay.
Possibility. Number two, the fire escape will be attached to an existing building within zoning ordinance. There is room to install a fire escape on the said property in the building within property lines.
Okay.
Number three, fire escape was not required at the time of building being built. For safety of the people in building it is now required by the fire marshal to be installed.
Correct.
Number four, now will be helpful in case of fire for public welfare. hardscape within the property lines. Variance necessary for relief, yes, in case of fire, would require a safe exit from the building. And 5C would be there will be no modifications to the building, just this add-on.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And the fire marshal is requiring you to install the fire escape?
That's correct.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here for any other reason?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Whitten?
No questions.
No questions. Mr. Wilder, no questions? Sure.
What are you using this for? Is it an office space?
There's office space upstairs, and the bays downstairs are storage type units.
And it's tough to tell here, but I'm guessing the structure would otherwise comply with setback requirements, but not for this fire escape?
Correct, it's just a smidgen tight.
And there's no other place that could be placed that would meet both the fire marshal's requirements?
Our neighbors to the west utilize their property right up to us, and R.A. Michaels, who's our neighbor to the east, we have that green zone, so there's open space, we have trees. Yeah, it's the most logical and definitely the best spot for it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have no further questions, thank you.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,611 for a 2.8 tenths of a foot from the 5-foot rear yard and a 4-foot variance from the side yard due to the uniqueness of the property. The uniqueness of the property, as the applicant has stated, is pie-shaped. So that makes irregular shape and uniqueness, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because the fire marshal, I believe, in the, has, you know, demanded that you put the fire escape where it is. A variance will not alter central character to the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,611. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,611 is approved for the requested variances to the rear and the side. Thank you, sir. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of that. We got one case left open. So we know on that with, and so is there any other business before? Madam Secretary, do you have anything to report for us?
I do not.
Mr. Sharp, do you have anything to report?
Just a reminder, on Thursday, I believe, is the fair housing training. I believe your presence is requested, and if you can't attend, I think they're going to be videotaping it, but
yeah.
Yeah, if you are unable to attend, please let us know as soon as possible, and then because you are required to attend, but if you're not able to make the live version, there will be, I believe, two other dates that you could come and view the training.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Right now, I'm planning on coming, but something like my job, something would come up. I hope not. What's that, sir? So we would have a chance if something would happen?
If something does happen, you would have a chance. Just let us know.
Okay. Right.
But best to
strongly
recommended that you show up for the live training.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, we're short-staffed. I mean, something could happen. Hopefully right now it hadn't, but I'm planning on it.
I know you were having some problems there.
Yeah, we're still short-handed, but I'm planning.
Yes. Well, on case 11,604, just, it's open, correct?
It's first case.
Okay, now take me through it again. It's going to go back to the staff.
Staff is going to...
I'm going to meet with Ms. Cornwell and Mr. Lank and Ms. Norwood about it.
See what we can get done.
We're going to determine whether or not they can proceed under the current application or whether something else is needed. We will report back to the board at the next meeting, and then there will be potentially a hearing on that application. That's why we've left it open, so that anybody for it gets...
Yep, that's on the third.
Okay.
It's continued, the record open.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Gentlemen, if there's nothing else before the board, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, by saying aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried, meeting is adjourned, subject to call.